Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The left fielder, Jason Michaels. Batting third. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ryan Garko. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Batting sixth. The DH, Trot Nixon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Casey Blake. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Josh Barfield. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Franklin Gutierrez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Fausto Carmona. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting second. The center fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting third. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting fifth. The DH, Jack Cust. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Travis Buck. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marco Scudero. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dallas Braden. And now, play ball. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore strikes out. 1 out. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez strikes out. 2 outs. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Garko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Stewart steals second. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Stewart scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez hits a pop-up towards short. Peralta catches it and throws to second to double up Swisher. 2 outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cust hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blake takes first base on ball 4. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Barfield hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Swisher who is chasing the ball. Barfield reaches third base with a triple. Blake goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gutierrez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Buck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sizemore is 0-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a line drive into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Michaels is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a line drive towards third. Chavez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martinez is 0-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Stewart is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Gutierrez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Swisher is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Swisher strikes out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Chavez is 0-1 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Garko is 0-1 in the game. Garko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Peralta is 0-1 in the game. Peralta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garko moves to second. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Nixon is 0-1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Buck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garko moves to third. One out. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Blake is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Blake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garko scores. Peralta moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Barfield is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Barfield hits a fly ball into center field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There's a wild pitch. Peralta moves to third. Blake moves to second. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gutierrez is 0-1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Chavez. Peralta scores. Blake scores. Gutierrez moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sizemore is 0-2 in the game. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cust is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cust strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Crosby is 0-1 in the game. Crosby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Michaels. Crosby reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Buck is 0-1 in the game. Buck takes first base on ball 4. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Scudero is 0-1 in the game. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kiko Calero now pitching. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Michaels is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Buck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Victor Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Martinez is 0-2 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Garko is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Garko hits a fly ball into right field. Buck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Peralta is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Peralta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kendall is 0-1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stewart is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart strikes out. 2 outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Swisher is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Nixon is 0-2 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Casey Blake batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Blake is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Blake hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Blake. The throw from Kendall and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Barfield is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Barfield hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Stewart, who is chasing the ball. Barfield reaches third base with a triple. Blake scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gutierrez strikes out. 2 outs. Lenny DiNardo now pitching. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sizemore is 0-for-3 in the game. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0-for-2 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dan Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carmona fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jack Cust batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cust is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cust takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Crosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Michaels. The throw from Kendall and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peralta takes first base on ball 4. Garko moves to second. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garko moves to third. Peralta moves to second. 2 outs. Jay Wiedesick now pitching. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Blake takes first base on ball 4. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Barfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 triples. He's got 2 RBIs. Barfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scudero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marco Scudero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Scudero is 0-for-2 in the game. Scudero hits a pop-up beyond second. Barfield can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Buck moves to second. Milton Bradley pinch hits for Jason Kendall. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Adam Melhus now catching. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gutierrez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into right field. Buck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 4 in the game. Sizemore hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Michaels is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Aaron Foltz now pitching. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Swisher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavez is 0 for 3 in the game. Chavez hits a fly ball into left field. Michael settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garko scoops it up and throws to first, with Foltz covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Houston Street now pitching. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garko is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Garko hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garko for the out. One out. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Peralta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peralta strikes out. Two outs. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nixon is 0 for 4 in the game. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Borowski now pitching. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cust is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cust strikes out. One out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Crosby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Buck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buck hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.